And with the U.S. election underway during a pandemic, healthcare workers and medical students are urging their colleagues to go out and vote. Veronica Zaragovia from member station WLRN in Miami reports.
Vishnu Mupala and Yumiko Nakamura raced against each other in a recent statewide competition among medical schools in Florida.
I don't want to say UF has a pretty solid lead.
Do they? I feel like there's a technical issue in Florida Atlantic University.
Mupala and Nakamura are fourth-year medical students. He studies at Florida Atlantic in Boca Raton, and she's at the University of Florida in Gainesville. They were registering voters using a QR code. It's like a barcode for smartphones.
If I won, it's a really big deal, yeah. And I'm going to make a big deal about it. But if I didn't win, then like maybe
lose,
it's just
then
for fun.
It's just for fun. Right?
But their goal is serious. Nakamura says the right to vote is as important for public health as having access to healthy food or medical care.
The people who are the most disempowered in terms of their health, maybe who have a disability or are suffering from mental health issues, they're the ones that are least represented. And that's important because health policies at the end of the day tend to impact that group of people more.
The medical students' voter registration drive is part of a national campaign called Vote Health 2020. It's run by health professionals who want more patients and healthcare workers to vote. A 2007 study published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine suggests the voting rate for health professionals is below the general population.
If they're planning on voting on election day, but they are in the hospital, well, who's going to hold the pager, or who's going to make sure the medical student or the resident or the fellow is able to go vote?
That's Sarah Nia Lair. She's a non-practicing doctor and founder of Vote Health 2020. On its website, people could check their registration status or download resources to motivate people to vote safely, like flyers with drawings of voters wearing masks, using hand sanitizer, and distancing from others. Healthcare providers can also request a 5-minute presentation that two doctors give to staff by phone, for example, on how to get patients and peers to vote safely.
It is making sure that everybody has the right and the ability to vote, and in the context of a pandemic especially, but always, that they have a right to vote and they can do so as safely as possible.
Another doctor started a similar effort called patient voting that helps hospitalized persons get emergency ballots. Many of these projects are nonpartisan, but some doctors say they're disappointed with how Republican leaders have handled the COVID-19 pandemic.
You need to vote like your health is at risk because it is in this election.
Dr. Mona Mongat is an allergist and immunologist in St. Petersburg, Florida, and a member of the National Committee to Protect Medicare, a health advocacy organization that has endorsed Joe Biden.
So I'm doing everything I can to ensure that my patients vote, that my community understands how to vote safely. I would like anyone to reach out to your trusted doctor, whoever that might be, to create a voting plan.
Healthcare unions are also working to get out the vote. Melissa Greer works in the dietary department at a South Florida hospital. She's a member of Florida's largest healthcare union, the 1199 SEIU, which has endorsed Joe Biden.
Well, I don't just see it on television. I actually live it because I work in the hospital. I have seen the suffering of COVID-19.
She's motivating voters through phone banking and canvassing.
Make sure you go and vote because we can't change anything without doing the work to change it.
Jason Morales is the Union South Florida political coordinator. He says from now until Election Day, members will ramp up efforts in English and Spanish, homing in on cities with many Black and Latino voters.
Just because of the high density of Black and brown voters that we're trying to get out. But that doesn't mean that that's just our focus. We're also talking to everyone under the sun who's a registered voter to make sure that they go out and get out the vote.
Morales is Latino, and he says many of the union's members are people of color, and many of them work in healthcare. He says many of these workers feel like politicians haven't done much to help them. The only way to change that, he says, is to vote. For Here and Now, I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.